Chapter 5. Sharing the Road. Bicycles are vehicles. Bicycle drivers on roads have the same rights and responsibilities as drivers of cars. 1. Motor vehicle drivers sharing the road with bicycles are required to keep a safe distance when passing a bicyclist, trying for at least 5 feet and passing them only when safe and legal to do so. Provide the bicyclist with extra time and space to merge and use turn lanes like other vehicles. Treat the bicycle as a legal, slow-moving vehicle such as a backhoe. Special considerations for driving near bicycles. While bicycles should usually stay on the right side of the roadway, they are legally allowed to take the whole lane by riding in the center of the traffic lane when necessary. Bicyclists will typically take the whole lane to prepare for a left turn, to avoid being squeezed on a narrow street, or to avoid hazards, grates and debris, like in this picture, for example. Do not make a sudden right turn after passing a bicyclist on your right. Instead, slow down and merge behind the bicyclist before turning. Some bicyclists, especially young children, will behave unexpectedly. Stay watchful for sudden movements and lane changes. 2. Bicycle drivers sharing the road with motorists are required to obey all traffic signals, laws and signs, just as if driving a car, including nighttime use of a bright headlight and good rear reflector. Travel in the same direction as traffic, making left and right turns in the same way cars do. Use these hand signals to indicate turning and stopping. Special considerations for bicycling in traffic. Bicycles may be difficult for motorists to see. Wear bright colors, use proper lighting, and be predictable. The safest way to ride is as part of the traffic, going with the flow of the normal traffic pattern. Adults should, and minors must, wear a well-fitting helmet. 3. What are sharrows? Sharrows are shared lane pavement markings. They are painted on the pavement when a road is too narrow for side-by-side road sharing with slower vehicles. They indicate that bicyclists are encouraged to take the whole travel lane and that motorists shall yield to the bicyclist as needed. As a motorist, what should I do in the presence of sharrows? Slow down and yield to bicyclists in the roadway. Pass bicyclists only when the roadway width allows bicyclists to move to the right. Try to give bicyclists at least 5 feet of clearance when passing. As a bicyclist, what should I do in the presence of sharrows? As a bicyclist, you may ride on the center of the sharrow. Keep a safe distance from the door zone of parked cars. Move right to let vehicles pass when it is safe to do so. Cyclists fare best when they act and are treated as drivers of vehicles. Large trucks and RVs. It pays to learn about large trucks and RVs, recreational vehicles. You'll be safer if you know what big rigs can and cannot do on the road. Braking. Large trucks and RVs take longer to stop than a car going the same speed. An average car going 55 miles per hour can stop in about 400 feet. But a large truck could take almost 800 feet to stop. So don't pull in front of a big rig and suddenly slow down or stop. The driver may not be able to stop quickly enough to avoid crashing into you. Turning. Big trucks and RVs need more room to make turns. They often swing wide to make a right turn. When you follow a big rig, look at its turn signals before you start to pass. If you think the truck is turning left, wait a second and check the turn signals again. The driver may really be turning right. Truckers' blind spots. You might think truckers can see the road better because they sit up higher. It's true that they can see better in front of them and they have bigger mirrors. But there are still large areas they can't see. These are called their blind spots or the NOZONE. Don't drive in a trucker's blind spots. You might be in the way if the trucker swerves to avoid a hazard. In general, if you can't see the driver in the side mirror, the driver can't see you. Avoid these common mistakes when driving around large trucks and RVs. Don't cut in front of a truck or RV in traffic to reach your exit or turn. Cutting into the open space in front of a truck is dangerous. Don't drive beside a large truck or RV. If you drive beside the truck or RV, they may not be able to swerve to miss a hazard in the road. Always pass a large truck or RV on the left side. After you pass, move ahead of it. Don't stay in the driver's blind spot. Don't follow too closely or tailgate. If you drive too close behind a truck, the trucker may not know you are there. Remember that a big truck or RV may look like it's going more slowly than it is.